Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Friday, October the 13th, 2023. I am Amber Lane. House Republicans on Friday elected Representative Jim Jordan, Ohio, as their new speaker designate, yet he faces the same daunting mathematical conundrum that bedeviled the brief attempt of Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana to claim the gavel. Plans to develop a climate-friendly superfuel capable of powering heavy trucks, ships, and energy-intensive factories got a big boost from President Biden's administration's blueprint for funding a network or 7 clean hydrogen hubs across the U.S. The $7 billion initiative is aimed by jump-starting development of infrastructure that will produce and deliver advanced hydrogen fuels, experts say could be a game-changer for cleaning up emissions.
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair, and in world news, North Korea has delivered weapons to Russia for its fight in Ukraine, and Moscow may already have responded in kind, U.S. officials said Friday. Nation Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that as many as 1,000 containers with equipment and munitions had been provided in recent weeks, according to satellites' images. Poland will vote Sunday to determine whether a political party accused of whittling away at the country's democracy can stay in power. But an election billed as the most important in a generation has been clouded by concerns it will be only partly free and far from fair. Since it came to power in 2015, the right-winged, populist Law and Justice Party has drawn ire from European Union allies for politicizing the judiciary, turning the media into a party mouthpiece and eroding the rights of minorities. A Congolese journalist appeared in court Friday on charges of spreading false rumors about the killing of a prominent opposition politician, according to lawyer and court records seen by Reuters. Ryan, what's going on in business, science, and technology?
Thanks, Cecilia. Ryan Reynolds here. Three of Wall Street's biggest banks just notched a record third-quarter haul and issued a slew of warnings on everything from higher capital requirements and rising loan losses to the fallout from war. Together, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and JP Morgan Chase realized a 34% profit increase, which totals to $22.5 billion, their third-best quarter in history. The United Auto Workers Union isn't adding any factories to those that are now on strike, but its presidents say more walkouts could begin at any moment. United Health Group's chief executive officer said makers of popular drugs used to control weight and diabetes must cut their prices before employers will widely agree to cover them. The treatments generally cost more than $1,000 a month in the United States. United Health covers about 47 million Americans in medical plans. 14 million people have shared their genetic information with 23andMe in hopes of learning more about their heritage. After a hack that appeared to target people with Jewish ancestry, the apparent hacker posted in an online forum last week offering to sell the names, locations, and ethnicities of what could be millions of 23andMe users, calling out Jewish people specifically. Misty has crime in the U.S.
Thanks, Ryan. Misty Markle here, and in U.S. crime. Austin, Texas, a Texas woman accused last year of killing professional cyclist Moria Wilson briefly escaped sheriff's custody Wednesday morning after a doctor's appointment, officials said. Caitlin Armstrong has been held in the Travis County Correctional Complex in Del Valle, Texas, since last year on charges that she shot and killed a woman who had previously dated Armstrong's boyfriend. Two deputies were escorting her back to the patrol car after her appointment Wednesday when she began running, according to Travis County Sheriff's spokeswoman Kristen Dark. Baltimore, Maryland police have charged a 17-year-old male with multiple counts of attempted murder and are seeking a second suspect in the shooting at Morgan State University last week that injured 5 and prompted officials to postpone or cancel homecoming festivities. Dylan, what's going on in health news?
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news, Kaiser Permanente has reached a tentative agreement with healthcare workers, resolving a protracted labor dispute that was fueled by a dire shortage of nurses, specialists, and other staffers following the coronavirus pandemic. Young people with ichthyosis and their families have called on Netflix to remove a movie that negatively portrays children with the condition. their pleas may finally pay off. And for weeks, many have been united in outrage that photos of children with the condition, including one whose identity is known, were shown in a movie that is available through Netflix. Families from Maryland to Malaysia have been calling on Netflix through a petition, a letter and social media posts to remove the Indian production Gandivdhari Arjuna from its platform. Tyler, what's going on in sport and weather today?
Thanks, Dylan. I am Tyler Tombo with sports. Getting clobbered at Oregon last month wasn't pretty, but it was understandable for the Colorado Buffaloes. Lacking the ability to slow down Caleb Williams the following week wasn't really an indictment of Colorado's defense. A lot of teams can't deal with the Southern California quarterback. But there's no sugarcoating it. Friday's 46-43 loss to Stanford in double overtime, after leading 29-0 at home at the half, was bad. The Cardinal looked as if it might flirt with a 10-loss season, and it still could. Colorado blew a ginormous advantage and was even up 10 in the fourth quarter. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify and others. This has been Lowe's Logic.